Shalom, everybody. The Torah tells us in Parashas Emor, beginning in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Tes, that on the second day of Pesach, the Korban Omer is brought. The Korban Omer is a Korban Mincha brought from barley. And many people ask the following question about the Korban Omer. The Gemara in Maseches Menachos Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis tells us, based on a Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, that a Korban Mincha can only be brought by individuals, not by partners, not by a group. People in a group cannot bring a Korban Mincha. But how can that be true? Each one of us individually doesn't bring our own Korban Omer. There's only one Korban Omer brought by all of us in a group. So how can the Gemara say that people in a group cannot bring a Korban Mincha? The Korban Omer is a Korban Mincha, and we as a group bring that Korban together. Many people ask this question. One beautiful explanation is given by Rav Mordechai Greenberg Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Kerem B'Yavne, in his Sefer Midarkei HaParsha on Parshas Emor. Rav Greenberg bases his explanation on Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, who died in 1926, in his Sefer on the Chumash, the Meshech Chachma. This is found in two places in the Meshech Chachma, one in his commentary to the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol, and one in his commentary to the Haftorah of Parshas Dvarim. Says Rav Greenberg, based on the Meshech Chachma, the ultimate goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim was not merely the taking out of Bnei Yisrael from Egypt. It was, of course, to receive the Torah, and, as a new nation with that Torah, to enter into Eretz Yisrael and to live a national life of Torah and Kedusha. However, the only way for us to receive the Torah was by us coming together with Achdus, with unity and in harmony. We had to go from a group of individuals in Egypt to a unified nation. We had to learn how to do that. And that's one of the goals of Sfiras HaOmer, and it's one of the goals of our march towards Matan Torah, to attain that unity and that harmony. I'll add parenthetically, that's perhaps one of the reasons why the tragic deaths of the students of Rabbi Akiva, who did not treat each other properly and who gave and challenged this notion of Achdus, that happened specifically during Sfiras HaOmer. In any case, one of the goals during this time of year is for all of us to be working towards togetherness, harmony, and solidarity. And the unity of Klal Yisrael is unlike the unity of any other nation in the world. Many other nations are unified, but their unity, even when it is very, very strong, does not create a singular entity. The most it can create is a group of people all bound together through history, through purpose, through shared goals, a shared vision, whatever it is. But when Klal Yisrael is unified, we are ki'ish echad b'lev echad. And that's how we bring the Korban Omer. It's not a lot of people bringing a Korban. It's ki'ish echad. It's like one person, so to speak. And that's what Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, who died in 1812, says in the Tanya in Chelek Rishon and Perek Lamed Beis. He says that we are all really one entity, one unit, with gufi mechulakim, one unit with different bodies. We're all one unit, one entity. And it is that one entity that is bringing the Korban Omer. It's not a lot of us grouped together. It's one unit bringing one Korban Omer. The Meshech Chachma says that this idea explains a puzzling episode in the Navi. In Sefer Shoftim in Perek Vav, one of the many times in Sefer Shoftim that Bnei Yisrael sinned and an oppressing nation was sent to punish Bnei Yisrael, the Navi says that this time it was the nation of Midian that came to tyrannize Bnei Yisrael. They destroyed the crops of Bnei Yisrael. And the Navi says in Sefer Shoftim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, Vayidal Yisrael Me'od Mipnei Midian. Bnei Yisrael was brought very low. Vayidal. They were brought very low because of Midian. And then they cried out to Hashem. What exactly does Vayidal mean? The Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Behar brings one opinion which says that Vayidal Yisrael means that Bnei Yisrael were so low and so lowly that they could not even bring a cheap Korban Mincha. But how is that possible? That they had enough crops to bring sacrifices to Avodah Zarah, to Baal, to Asherah, to others, but they didn't have enough crops to bring a Korban Mincha to Hashem? The Meshech Chachma explains that Vayidal Yisrael doesn't mean that they were physically so poor that they couldn't bring a Korban Mincha. They could bring a Korban Mincha, but they didn't have the Achdus that was needed, the unity that was needed to bring a Korban Mincha. Only after they unified, only after they became one unit with Gufim Mechulakim, only then were they able to bring a Korban Mincha. This year, unfortunately, we did not bring the Korban Mincha, but we are still before Matan Torah. And it is our job, each one of us, to work on our Achdus, to work on becoming one unit, Ki'ish Echad, the kind of unity symbolized by the Korban Omer and the kind of unity necessary to receive the Torah. Have an amazing day, everyone!